Let's go to the news line. He joins us once a month on the phone this time. El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Thank you for asking. Looking forward to the weather warming up a bit. And wanted to go ahead and kick things off. What are your thoughts on possible Space Command being housed here in Colorado Springs?
Yeah, we were really hoping last Thursday when President Trump was here that he was going to make an announcement that the Space Force was coming or the Space Command was coming to Colorado Springs. Unfortunately for us, that didn't happen. But I think that we need to make sure as a community and as local governments, whether it's the city of Colorado Springs, El Paso County, or whatever, that we are kind of all hands on deck, making sure we're letting the administration and the federal government know that Space Command belongs here in Colorado Springs. It doesn't need to go anywhere else.
Okay. Are you hearing, when you talk to officials, any kind of a time reference being given?
Yeah. So, well, again, we were hoping that there was going to be some sort of an announcement last week when the president was here for the Air Force Academy graduation.
Right.
But what we're starting to hear now is that decision is going to be coming a couple of months down the road. But we're trying to put forward our best effort. We're trying to let the president know, let the administration know that it belongs here. We have the infrastructure in place in our community. We've been able to deal with this Space Command in Colorado Springs for the last several years, and we are just the natural fit for it in our community. So again, all hands on deck. We should know in the next couple of months, and it's going to start off as a Space Command and then hopefully grow into a Space Force at some point in the future.
All right, it'll be interesting to watch. All right, let's go to the state capitol for just a moment. The legislature was very busy this year, and they passed a mandate that could affect how things go at the jail. Is that correct?
Yeah, so there are a lot of mandates that were passed at the state level this year, some of them unfunded. You know, we kind of went through and calculated it out in the county to determine how many of these mandates that are coming down for us were going to come with dollars and those that weren't going to come with dollars. And we've got actually kind of a couple of issues on both fronts. First of all, at the jail, they passed new legislation. I think this is terrible legislation, defelonizing possession of several of different kinds of possessions of drugs. So, for example, now, in some circumstances, possessing heroin is not going to be a felony anymore. It's going to be a misdemeanor. I think that's absolutely ridiculous in the state of Colorado. But it also causes us an issue with our jail. That means fewer people are going to go to prison. You go to prison for when you're convicted of a felony. If you're convicted of a misdemeanor, you serve that sentence in the jail. So all of those people that would have had sentences to be served in prisons in the state of Colorado are now, if they get charged with a misdemeanor, convicted of a misdemeanor, they're now going to be serving those sentences in jails. And because they've defelonized many of these different drug felonies, we're going to be in a circumstance now in El Paso County where we have many more people coming into our jails. It's going to cost us estimated somewhere around $2 to $3 million more per year. And as I've talked about on your show many times before, we already have a jail that's at capacity. We can't put more people in our jail. So at some point, we're going to have to figure out, are we going to expand capacity in the jail, or are we going to figure out ways to let other people go to house these new inmates that are going to be coming into our jail system? It's going to be a real problem for us in the future.
Mr. Commissioner, are you aware, are there other states that have done the same thing as far as decriminalizing possession of, like you said, heroin?
I am not aware of any other states that have done this. In fact, I would be willing to guess that our state is on the pointy end of that spear, and that's a spear that we don't want to be on the pointy end of. It's certainly not from my perspective. I think it's going to be horrible, horrible, horrible for our communities to defelonize these things. We already have really significant issues related to the legalization of marijuana in the state of Colorado, and I think that this is only going to make it worse for us in the future, and it's going to cause a significant burden on our jail in El Paso County, and it's going to be the El Paso County taxpayers that are left to pay for it. We have another issue, though, related to some of the legislation that passed in the state legislature this year. We did a study, or the state did a study several years ago that finally just concluded last year, that said that we're short throughout the state a number of DHS caseworkers, so Department of Human Services caseworkers. And it said that El Paso County itself is short, you know, 30 to 40 caseworkers. And so the legislature passed a bill this year that increased the number of caseworkers that are going to be able to come to the counties. And it authorized El Paso County to have 23 new caseworkers in El Paso County. Still not to the level we need to be, but 23 new caseworkers. And the state actually said, you know what? We're going to give you the dollars necessary to be able to fund these new caseworkers. Well, we're at a circumstance now in El Paso County where we have a booming economy, which means that tax revenues are way up. And as these tax revenues are way up, we're getting really close to bumping against the Tabor cap, the point at which we're going to have to engage in refunds to the citizens of El Paso County. And so when new dollars come in, all of those dollars count against the Tabor cap, whether they're tax revenue dollars that come in just from, you know, increased sales tax or increased property tax, things of that nature. But it also counts when we get funds from the state or federal government. Those funds count against the Tabor cap. So we have a serious issue now where these 23 new caseworkers are creating $4 million in new spending. That's the amount of money the state is going to give us in order to fund these 23 new caseworkers, $4 million. It just so happens that once that $4 million comes in, we are $4 million over the Tabor cap. So we have a situation now where we as El Paso County commissioners have to decide, are we going to go to the voters and ask them to keep that $4 million in revenue, or are we going to just refund that $4 million that were over the Tabor cap, refund that to the voters, and then figure out how to fund those 23 new caseworkers with existing funds. So it's created this really unique circumstance for us. We're happy that the state gave us the funding to be able to pay for these caseworkers, but it created its own new problem of putting us over the Tabor cap.
Well, I appreciate the update. Sounds like you've got a lot to work on in the next couple of weeks and months, and we'll talk to you again soon, Commissioner.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
744 on KRDO.